This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off the third hour here, and you can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
Hey, Chris.
And we started the show out tonight talking briefly about a party that got thrown last night. And, you know, I don't want to talk about to rub it in or anything like that, but just to explain where we were. We actually had a guy call in saying he was worried that we'd been raided because the show wasn't video.
He's not the only one, actually. There's a bunch of people who thought that.
Really?
Yeah, even people at the party were like, oh, I thought we were about to be raided.
When we were out smoking weed in the car, we thought we were being raided.
Yeah.
You know,
what I meant was people thought the studio was raided because we weren't.
Oh, the studio?
Yeah, the caller earlier said he was worried that we were raided, as in Free Talk Live had been raided, because we weren't on video last night.
Okay, that makes sense now.
Yeah, don't jump to those conclusions if we're not on video. That's either some sort of technical
difficulty. Somebody forgot to turn the cameras on.
Most likely, it's me forgetting. Yeah. But in this case, it was actually we were talking about during the episode that it was a pre-recorded episode. So that should have been pretty clear that we weren't here, and we couldn't mention yesterday why we weren't here. But now we can. And the reason why was because of this party that, you know, I thought was important to have this event go on, because there has not been a good party since Forkfest. Forkfest was a great party. I mean, we had a good time, and we're going to have a good one again coming up here in 2021.
Honestly, this was a blast. Like, I don't even think Forkfest, you know, it could beat this. I mean,
it was a better party than we had. I mean, as far as just at once, Forkfest is a week long party, so it's different.
Absolutely different.
But as far as a six hour party, pretty epic.
I'm still waiting for the Forkfest that runs from spring to fall, though, because that's going to be a hell of a party.
keep waiting on that one.
Yeah. All it takes is a small core of people. Mm-hmm. To form, and it can keep going all summer.
You know what's funny?
What they need is a cheap piece of land to do it on.
I kind of see what you're saying.
Form a village.
I kind of see what you're saying.
And stay there.
Nobody, but I kind of feel like Forkfest is what I have all year round in Keene, New Hampshire.
That's the thing.
I don't know. Like, I went to
all
Forkfest
we need
before.
Is a place to camp. And we've got Forkfest all year round. There will always be a few people there hanging out and partying.
Most people won't want to camp during the wintertime.
Yeah, and the thing
is, that's true. That's why I said spring to fall.
Hmm. Forkfest is like a little glimpse of what New Hampshire is like. That's how I've always
seen it. It's like a little slice of anarchy.
Yeah, yeah.
So having a little slice of anarchy is what we're here for, right?
Yeah, and I feel like because those are the people I'm around, you know, the same types of people, I feel like my Forkfest is year-round, but just by being here. And I know it's not quite the same, it's not camping, but it's still, you know, I'm still always constantly surrounded by people and events and things going on and having a good time.
The thing is, what I want to see happen is eventually to have basically a small community grow up in New Hampshire for sufficiently small values of growing up, and have it there permanently, so it's like the kind of the permanent resort for the people who have moved to New Hampshire and the people who haven't moved to New Hampshire yet.
It's one of these things where it's like you're looking to make it even better. Right.
I'm looking to make it even better, and I'm looking to make it easier for people to move here. And what a community like that would do would give people an opportunity to establish some kind of an agorist enterprise.
Well, the good news is we already have across the state there are what's called market days.
Yeah.
In fact, there's going to be one coming up here in the Keene area on Saturday. There are people that come to a specific place. Mm-hmm. I won't say where, but they come to a specific place, and they have the trading that you're talking about. talking about. People do offer their various different wares and such. There's one in Manchester. There's one on the seacoast. I don't know about the North Country, but there are some of them across the state. And they happen monthly.
But if you get the, you know, if you get the population up to the point where I think it eventually will be, because basically I think there's going to be a lot of refugees in the near future. You know, I think we're going to be filling up a lot. And one of the big things we're going to need is cheap real estate to keep these people on. You can't be cheaper than a campground.
Unfortunately,
there's nothing there.
The real estate's starting to get more expensive. At least houses are, but campgrounds may be available.
That makes it a good investment, too. Maybe not as good as Bitcoin, but...
So I wanted to get back to the story about what happened here. Last night, there were dozens of people, maybe upwards of 70-plus people that came to this party. It was really a lot of fun.
There were definitely more than dozens of people there.
I said maybe 70.
70,
so.
Definitely.
We had over 113 that were confirmed, but of course a lot of people didn't show up. And so we, you know, the whole reason was there was just so many lame things going on this year, you know, dance parties that were so-called online dance parties where people, you know, were told that they should stay in their living room and dance, you know, alone.
That's what took away from the party here in Keene.
Yeah,
no, I'm saying that's what inspired the party here in Keene.
Oh, right.
The fact that there's so many
I thought
many
you were
lame...
saying that, like, online dance parties took away from the number of people that were...
No, not at all. What I was saying was that's what inspired it, in that there's so many lame-o online things that were going on and, you know, trying to sound like they were fun. And I'm sorry, the whole point of a party is to get together with people so you can network and talk and meet people that you've never met before and have fun and, you know, make connections in real life. You can't have that experience over Zoom call.
And once in a while, you may catch a social disease, but that's the choice of socializing.
It's kind of funny. Maybe not everybody knows on the radio, but I go to a lot of conferences, and there's been a lot of conferences.
Linux shows.
Yeah, online this year, you know, because they couldn't operate, they couldn't set up in anywhere, basically. But what's interesting is I didn't go to a single conference online, virtually.
And why not?
Why bother? I mean, it's not the same thing. It's not the same experience.
You can sit and watch a presentation, but that's not the reason you go to a conference.
Right. It's
constantly at the equivalent of a user's convention of Linux, because I'm constantly on the web searching for information about it. So I see those people online all the time. I want to see them in person.
In real life.
You know, it's kind of funny because I've had multiple times in the past month I felt like I was at a Linux convention.
Well, maybe it's just because of the type of people who come here. If nobody else has the stones, maybe we can get 30 people to gather for a weekend.
It's not the first time people have had this discussion. You know, to be honest, I think with Derek, Jay, and Steven, there's been other people who have also talked about something
people,
of that
and
nature.
The thing is, it could be a combination. It could also be a cryptocurrency.
It would be.
And we need to get the GNU people to start talking to the Bitcoin people more.
Yeah.
So here's an idea, because the problem with a conference these days is most venues won't let you have them unless you go with
if
COVID.
If you got a big empty piece of land, they will.
So, but not land. You don't want to have it outside during the, you know, when it's cold, and most people won't want to go to a conference unless it's inside.
Barns do. Big barns.
Yep, and there was a conference at a barn. The Bruce from Ravencoin, the guy who created Ravencoin, he actually held a cryptocurrency conference on his own property inside his own barn last year. It wasn't this year,
really?
But it was last year. And it was great. It was a real small, real intimate, like less than 100 people, probably less than 50 people, but real intimate. But what I wanted to say was I heard an interesting story from Stephen from AnyPay yesterday. Mm-hmm. So as you may know, Stephen and Derek, they have the Bitcoin, not embassy, but they have like a university, like a Bitcoin. It's their headquarters.
Yeah.
It's the AnyPay headquarters.
Sure.
And it's located in downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Well, they got a new building now, and it's multiple stories.
Really?
Their new building is larger. It's a larger space. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure how big it is, but the current space they have is not bad. So the larger one, they're saying maybe two or three, I forget if you said it was two or three stories. But anyway, what happened was they were talking to the landlord of this, the owner of this property about renting it. And the landlord came back with a price on what he wanted for it. Now, of course, we know that commercial real estate is emptying out, right?
So yeah, they're going to be desperate.
Yes. Stephen came back with an offer that was 20% of what this guy had asked for.
Yeah.
He got it.
That's
he
what I'm talking
got
about.
Got it. So they're paying less than what they're currently paying for their old place, and they're getting even more space. 20%.
I'm going to talk to somebody in Keene.
More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, eat the drain. Third vet says, it's the weather. And then somebody says,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
She gets Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Yeah.
Talk Live. The phone number for you, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, you can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about having an actual Liberty community of people together in the same place. That's what we actually have here in New Hampshire, and it's growing with the largest number of migrants, people moving here to New Hampshire who care about freedom, libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, coming here as part of a New Hampshire freedom migration that is decentralized. There are different folks that are encouraging people to move here, but all the people moving have, you know, in one way or another, a freedom-friendly viewpoint. And the more people that we can get here, the better. So we had a really great New Year's Eve party last night, which thankfully the police did not do anything about. Now, they definitely knew where we were for this party because we were right on what's called Route 101 here in New Hampshire. It's one of the main southern routes across all of southeast. Actually, it goes from, I believe, the seacoast all the way out to the west end of New Hampshire, the boundary to Vermont. And so there were, of course, lots of really amazing lights. There was thousands of dollars worth of lighting and sound equipment at this party, and it showed. It looked amazing. But as you drove by, you couldn't miss it. I mean, literally, the light beams from the disco balls were being projected across the road onto, like, the forest that was on the other side. But it was really an ideal location because there were no neighbors. So there's no houses or, you know, any kind of residential that were right next door. So there's no way we could have been upsetting anybody as far as, you know, noise or whatever from the party. And, you know, there's plenty of loud music and all that. There's no way the cops could have driven by and not noticed what was going on.
For sure.
Not noticed an entirely full parking lot of, it was like a 50-space parking lot that was mostly full. And that parking lot has been completely empty for the entire year because this business shut down, which was
When it shut down because it shut down just after they opened the new building.
Well, I mean, it wasn't that. No, it had been open for a couple of years prior to that. The property itself was purchased by the current owner and remodeled completely. Basically, she tore this old shack down that was on there.
I remember going to the old building and then the new one. And
it's been a couple years.
It wasn't up long. I know
a couple of years. But it was a successful place. That's why she bought it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it was a successful breakfast and lunch place. But as we reported
And she must have had the highly leveraged to do it so that...
She seems to be pretty well off as far as her resources are concerned, but she's now being more tapped out than she's ever been due to these failed businesses.
Yeah.
Because what happened as we reported...
They shut down businesses.
Yeah.
We can fix that.
What happened was the summertime, we reported on a story where Yelp, which is the online ratings, you know, system. It's an app. People can leave ratings for businesses. Yelp had come out with statistics showing that 60% of the businesses that had closed due to the government restrictions were never going to reopen, that 60% of them were permanently closed. Of that 60%, they looked at the categories of businesses. You know, what sort of business was this? Well, the number one category of most closed permanently businesses was breakfast and lunch places.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Oh, yeah. They count on the daily business.
Correct. And breakfast and lunch is, you know, not as far as restaurants go. Those aren't going to be the places that attract the most business.
Or profits,
just
probably.
Overall, yeah, or profits. And so those were the ones that were going down, and that's what this place was where we were partying last night. So it was kind of ironic and appropriate that we threw this party inside this shell of this formerly successful breakfast and lunch place that was killed by the government restrictions.
Yeah. Well, what my church is looking to do is open up some kind of a fellowship hall somewhere in Keene, you know, a place where people can chill out and get some of the services they can't get anywhere else, where they can go and get breakfast and maybe have a pretty waitress who knows that, you know, she knows that, or they know she's not going to bust their balls over masks. Mm-hmm. They can be comfortable. They can enjoy themselves. They can socialize, and they can get some of that spiritual food that we get from interacting with other humans.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And so I wanted to talk about an alternative party that was going on in France, according to RT.com, where there were over 2,000 people And we thought we were doing good at like 60 or 70 people, but
of course, in our defense, bigger.
In our defense, the population of Cheshire County is only 80,000 people compared to a city of millions.
A lot of people actually came from outside of Cheshire County. We have folks coming from as far away as the Sea Coast.
I mean, there's cities that are bigger than all of New Hampshire. I think it's a little bit unfair to say it wasn't successful.
Saying it wasn't successful, but you know, it was dwarfed by what went on in France. But that said, unlike France, the cops left us alone.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything to us, and they were sitting right down the road when we were arriving at the party. They were running trap. They had a speed trap in Dublin, actually. So
they didn't even pull any of us over for the speed trap, did they?
They didn't.
Wow, they didn't want to play.
Well, also we let people know that there was speed trap there, so that was factor as well.
Good communication. I did get followed actually when I drove back from as soon as I entered Keene, they followed me all the way home.
It wasn't just you, I don't think.
Yeah, no, it probably wasn't, but it was they were bored out of their mind, I think.
Well, yeah, there weren't any other parties around. I mean, how many parties were like what we did last night were going on all around the planet? It must be a limited number, right?
Probably been the least partied
New Year's Eve
since the
1600s
or something. Than a normal night in Keene.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad it was.
Yep,
as a doornail.
Let me give you the story.
We were having a good old time. There were
sure
pretty girls and everything.
We had three DJs, music that went on for 5 hours straight. We did karaoke, which is also prohibited, so it's illegal by governor's orders to have karaoke indoors in New Hampshire.
Yeah. I'll bet they'd have a fit if we had strippers for a fundraiser.
Oh, those are good ideas for next time.
An attempt to disperse a massive illegal New Year's party in France's northwest turned into clashes between the, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, gendarmerie. Gendarmerie.
It's French. Nobody can pronounce it.
The police is what it means. The police.
Okay.
And rowdy partygoers who pelted officers with projectiles and set a police car on fire.
Fornicate the constables.
They must have gone in totally unprepared for this, but you think about how many cops they probably would have needed. They would need 1,000.
Yeah.
And they would have to prepare in advance. So when they do those types of things, they basically will, like, imprison, like, they have to set up cages and stuff and just all sorts of things well in advance of these types of events in order to have enough like places to actually put people after they arrest them.
Yeah, but the thing is, if they had guns, it would be impossible to arrest them. Not difficult.
It would have been difficult because you would have ended up slaughtering people.
Well, you would have ended up being slaughtered because there are a lot more of them than there are cops. And when the people are more ready to give their lives than the cops are, and that's not hard because the cops are basically cowards. That's why they attack in gangs. When the people are more ready to give their lives than the cops are, we win.
So we'll tell you more about what happened what happened with these 2,000-plus revelers in France holding what was called an underground party there as well overnight in the town of Lyon in defiance of anti-coronavirus restrictions banning mass gatherings. There's a ton of people there, and I don't see a single mask in the place.
Yay, defiance!
Kudos to them, and it looked like it was a pretty awesome party. Police failed to stop it. More coming up.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop, his beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that DinoVite provides.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The DinoVite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite at DinoVite.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stott. President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act
was overturned by the Senate today. Senators voted 81 to 13, well above the two-thirds majority needed. The House voted by a wide margin to override the president's veto earlier this week. This is the first in Trump's presidency. The U.S. has surpassed 20 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Cases have doubled from 10 million to 20 million in less than 2 months. 336,000 Americans have died with the virus. A third state has reported its first case of the new coronavirus strain that was first seen in England. The Florida Health Department says the case was detected in a man in his 20s in Martin County who has not traveled recently, and 15 people in Turkey have been identified as carriers of the new variant. This is USA Radio News. Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia is off the campaign trail and in quarantine after being exposed to someone affected with COVID-19 just days before the Senate runoff. He and his wife have tested negative but will stay in quarantine. Word came just before a joint campaign event with Senator Kelly Loeffler in Gainesville featuring Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
How many of you remember what they were willing to do to Judge Kavanaugh? They were willing to destroy his life, right? These people want power too much. Well, we got in their way. Don't turn the country over to the people that would destroy Judge Kavanaugh's life. I want you to make Bernie Sanders 2021 miserable. I want you to send a signal the squad can understand, right?
President Trump and President-elect Joe Biden have scheduled rallies in Georgia on Monday, the day before Tuesday's crucial runoffs. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. What were your New Year's Eve plans? Did you have an epic party to go to somewhere? I hope you did. There probably weren't that many of them, but I gotta say, this is the best New Year's Eve party I've been to. And
that's the best new
probably ever. Oh, sorry, nobody.
What is it with you and my microphone tonight? You're shushing me.
You talk too much.
I didn't mean to. Go ahead.
I'm a radio host. That's what I do.
What were you going to say?
Huh?
That was good.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, so I was asking if anybody else had any New Year's Eve stories they wanted to share from this year. But there was definitely a story in France, and we're going to get into that. But don't forget to check out ForkFest.party. We mentioned it earlier tonight. ForkFest is happening in 2021. That's this year now. June 28th through July 4th. Go ahead and mark your calendar. Better yet, get in touch with Rogers Campground and book the campsite. Book your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room, and plan to come up and hang out with us and party, because I'm sure there's going to be a party or two or three or ten at ForkFest. But how many there are, I don't know, because it's decentralized, which means that we don't get to decide these things. Each individual decides what to do, what to bring to the table, what sort of things to create, what tents that they want to put up there for people to hang out in and do things in. It's a lot of fun, so you don't want to miss it.
Well, I'm going to make three predictions for this year.
Okay.
First off, it's going to be the biggest one we've had.
Okay.
Second off, it's going to start early mm-hmm. and end late.
Well, everybody gets to decide when it starts and when it ends, right? Because it's not centralized.
My prediction is that people will stay later and come earlier.
Could be. Could be. It was like 2 weeks this year. Maybe it'll go longer this time. But we're only promoting 1 week because we know that some people we know that some people have, you know, jobs that they have to go to and they can't come up.
Not for, everybody's unemployed right now.
But a lot of them don't these days. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons I expect it to be big, because it's one of the few places where you can go. It's like a Grateful Dead show. You can go there with very little money and make people sandwiches and make enough money to pay for your trip.
You know, nobody, that might be the stereotype around here. However, it's not true.
What's that?
Free Staters being unemployed.
Oh, well, no, but in the land of the Branch Covidians, there's a lot of people unemployed.
A lot of people are out of work.
That's true.
All those closed restaurants used to employ somebody. All of those jobs
if
were
I had
essential to
guess,
the person who was doing
if them. I had to take an educated guess, I bet there's fewer Free Staters that are unemployed right now than not. Than the general population.
Now, when you say Free Staters, you mean people who have yet to move?
People who have moved for the Free State Project or other migrations.
But what about the people who have yet to move?
I'm talking about people who are
someplace else. They're probably more likely to be unemployed because they're not here. And people who are here tend to be more likely to own their own businesses and more independent and so on.
Plus, New Hampshire actually is, I think, still in the top five states as far as unemployment is concerned.
Right.
So we're actually doing all right.
Yeah, that means best, not worst.
Correct. anyway, go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event there. And we're promoting it as June 28th through July 4th. If you want to come later or come earlier or stay later or stay earlier, then, you know, that's cool, too.
Well, I'll go one step further out on that limb, and I'll also promote the week before, which is Pork Fest, which is,
it is
a good time. Maybe you want to get your feet wet in Minarchy before you come and see Anarchy, because that can be overpowering. But so come up for both, or come up for either. We'd
love to have
you. See you here.
So what happened last night? The town of Luron in France, according to RT.
Unfortunately named town.
RT.com. What does it mean?
Is that by the Huron River?
What does Luron mean?
Oh, Luron?
It's spelled L-I-E-U-R-O-N. Luron.
Oh, I heard Huron. I was God, that's an awful name. At least it's not a river.
Well, now we know what they did in it.
So it attracted between 2,000 and 2,500 revelers, many of whom appear to have come from other places of France and from abroad, according to the prefecture of Ille-et-Vilaine has said. Local cops were dispatched to the scene to break up the rave, but the partygoers were clearly not ready to stop celebrating and fended off the police.
Yeehaw!
Police officers were pelted with this, literally fighting for their right to party. Mm. The officers were pelted with various objects, three of them sustaining light injuries, and at least one of their vehicles torched. Footage from the scene circulating online shows the car engulfed in flames with onlookers cheering in the background. You know, it's cold out there right now. What better way to warm up than a burning police cruiser? The revelers have reportedly been very determined to continue partying, and law enforcement agents ultimately opted to cordon off the area to prevent more people from joining the rave.
It became an autonomous zone by the choice of
the police. Yeah.
I really have to wonder, like, how many cops did they think? I mean, it sounds like a couple of cops showed up and tried to, like, do something. You would think they would have had more cops
if they're going to try and target cops. But the thing is,
was a few hundred. So it doesn't say in the story how many.
I think there was. But the thing is, it doesn't take much of a crowd of 80,000 to fight back to make a couple of hundred cops feel real unwelcome real fast.
Yeah.
And these guys didn't become cops because they've got balls of steel.
If they'd
had balls of steel, they would have become lobster fishermen.
If they've only got a couple hundred cops compared to a couple thousand people, they had no chance.
Oh, they torched a police van, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a van.
It didn't take many people to burn down a police station in Milwaukee.
So, according to the story here, the party...
Minnesota.
This actually reminds me of kind of something that the cops did here in Keene, in New Hampshire, back in 2014 when there was what were called the Pumpkin Fest riots. So every year there had been the Pumpkin Fest, which is generally just like this family-friendly festival where people have carved pumpkins and, you know, they walk around Main Street. But a few
crazy bastards from Keene, New Hampshire sure do love their pumpkins.
a few streets over was the college neighborhood, and during the daytime there were some, heard are termed as darties, day parties going on that were broken up by the police and the frustrated and drunken college students then poured into the streets and were angry at the, you know, they'd had their parties broken up.
See, I grew up in a college town. I know you don't frustrate drunken college students. That's a bad plan.
Well, that's what they did, and that resulted in the what were called again the Pumpkin Fest riots. And during these riots, they were going on for a series of hours, so I finally made it. I was able to get down there before I had to go to do the show that night, I think. And I observed a massive crowd of people on one of the college streets. They were fighting each other with bottles. They were throwing.
Oh, yeah, the bottle fight.
Yeah, the bottle war. It went on for like 15 straight minutes. It was insane. They were throwing like full cans of beer and bottles at each other. It's incredibly dangerous to do this. And, I don't think...
But if it's consensual, I mean, it's also dangerous to jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
Well, it wasn't consensual, because they were littering everywhere, and it was terrible. The point I wanted to make is, the police make the claim that they're there to protect and serve. Now, we all know that the truth is, they're protecting and serving the state and their masters in government. They're not serving you or protecting you, or protecting the property owners
in
this particular case.
They're protecting brave Sununu.
What they did... Not in this case. Actually, I don't even think Sununu was in office at that time.
But they're defending the likes of him. They're defending the masters.
Yeah, they're not going to defend the property owners in this particular case, which were having their properties destroyed because of this. But
I'm sure they got paid for it, though. I mean, students have been losing their security deposits since. You know, before the federal government.
This was outside, though, in the street, right?
Yeah, you're not going to lose your security deposit if it wasn't participating.
Were there like vehicles being damaged and things like that? Is that the
property? There were just a ton of garbage being thrown everywhere. I mean, bottles and cans and things like that just being littered in yards and various different destructive drunk college students around. So the point I wanted to make was the cops were around. But they were another street over, and they'd set up like a perimeter around this. So somebody went over there to talk to the police about, hey, there's all this violence going on right over here. You guys know there's a big fight going on, right? There's a bunch of people that are fighting and destroying things. And the cops' response was, we're containing it.
Out here in the perimeter.
Yeah, cops have no obligation to protect you.
Right.
So that's the same thing they did here. They set up a perimeter around the party, and they let the party continue because they got fought off by the ravers in France last night. More coming up.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should
should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, you can dial in here. 603-283-6160 is our number. That's 603-283-6160. What was your New Year's Eve like? Did you have an epic party like they did in France, where apparently, according to RT.com, as of early Friday, the party was continuing despite the police presence? So I'm not sure. I mean, I'm guessing that means they went till the sun came up, at the very least, with over 2,000 attendees. The cops tried to break in and destroy the fun that these people were having. These partiers refused to allow it to happen. And
ain't nobody got time for that.
And they torched at least one of the police vehicles and also pelted officers with projectiles. So they drove these cops back. These cops retreated and they set up a perimeter around the party. They were trying to stop more people from arriving. At that point, they tried to, and that's probably was successful, right? Because you have to drive in. You don't have a large group. You're more susceptible to being targeted.
The thing is, if they can keep it going long enough, I predict that people from all over the country will start going there.
Well, it was just a New Year's Eve party, so there's no way that it's going to go on longer than, you know, an overnight through the morning hours.
The problem with having things that go on for a long period of time is you need things like, you know, bathrooms and, you know, other facilities in order to keep people fed. And, and I don't think that's likely in a situation like this.
You never know. It happened in somewhere in the Netherlands. I don't know where. There was some place where they were basically they were partying on some property that was abandoned, and they kept partying there for so long that they lived there and they wouldn't leave. and the government pretty much had to have an uneasy truce with them since the 70s. They're just there in the middle of this town.
So what you're, I'm kind of familiar with the kind of situation you're talking
about. The autonomous zone idea.
It's one of the things that people will do is they will bring their own facilities, and usually it's like camping kind of facilities, right. and so they can manage it,
but you can build
it's still
over
something
time.
That you've got to sure, but you still something you got to plan for. Mm-hmm. I mean, you need temporary facilities, and as things grow, you need to get more facilities in and so on.
Now, sadly, the downside of the story is that the people who are, I guess, involved, there's an aid group that was distributing masks at this party. Now, to be fair, when I watched the video footage, I didn't see a single person wearing a mask. So
if they want to wear masks and they're still out partying, I say more power to them.
Right, but the point I'm trying to make here is that I didn't see very many people wearing masks. So this particular aid group was trying to give health advice, antivirus gel inside the party. They said ravers needed to let loose. He said they were trying to stay safe by not sharing joints or drinks. Their group, Techno Plus, was advertised... Was advising partygoers to self-isolate for a week and then get tested after attending the rave. Yes,
interesting.
They're such medical authorities that they don't know that alcohol is an antiseptic.
So they're trying to act like, oh, well, we were being responsible with this rave. It's like, come on, just embrace
is
the
that
fact
it,
that you want to...
Was it just a few Emily's or whatever showed up?
Could be.
You know, I have to say, even at our party, there was a mask goer.
Was there?
Well, I would rather have a mask goer at the party than a mask
goer. Someone was wearing a mask.
Than a mask bearer hiding under his bed.
Bob wore a mask.
I didn't see him.
It was a costume.
I'm going to get a gorilla mask.
And he only wore it for a little bit, but he did. It was kind of funny.
I see.
I need a gorilla mask.
France, the story in France here, the group also said the disused hangar was airy and well-ventilated. So just trying to make as many excuses as possible. So look, just embrace it. You guys threw a great party. People came. They had fun. You shouldn't have to worry about it because, honestly, this so-called coronavirus, this disease, is not worth worrying about.
I won't do what you tell me.
Right.
Especially within the age range that is attracting these partygoers. I mean,
yeah, these were 20-somethings.
Yeah,
teens and 20-somethings.
Even older than that, though, it doesn't have the same impact that it does on, an elderly population. So
even then, if you're elderly, you still need to be, obese and, mortified or whatever in order to...
All I'm saying is that it's not like these are 100-year-old people throwing a party. I mean, these are people under 50, mostly, and people under 50 have, basically no chance of dying.
They've got a short time to remain under 50, and being over 50, I can tell you, it's a lot easier pushing 50 than it is pulling it. Do your living while you can.
Yeah, absolutely. So kudos to this group that actually fought off the police and pushed them back. Now, what does that mean the cops are going to do? Well, they say prosecutors, this is theguardian.com, this is getting reports in a lot of places, prosecutors were considering an array of possible criminal charges. The party took place despite France's 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Against who, though?
Nation. Well, that's the thing. I mean, I guess they could arrest anyone coming from the party, right? They surrounded the place.
I mean, they didn't have enough cops to arrest 2,500 people.
Not all in the same place, but as they're coming out, maybe they'll try to do something.
But then they wouldn't have had the evidence at that point that they were at the party.
Is everybody's got to agree on when to leave the party and then just blitzkrieg them. Just go past them in all directions faster than they know. so they don't know whether to poop or go blind.
I wouldn't worry about any criminal charges coming out of this. As you said, Chris, they wouldn't be able to prove that the people were actually at the party unless they admitted it, right?
Yeah. What they'll do is they'll target, and this is just standard police procedures, they're going to target a couple of people.
They want the organizers.
They'll target the stragglers also if they can catch stragglers because that's when the numbers are lower. Mm-hmm. I always cleared at the end of the 420 rally when we were down to a couple dozen people. I'd always say, all right, let's clear the square.
All at once.
All at the same time, and let's all go in the same direction so none of us can be easily picked off.
Mm. Yeah, there was one night at Nightcap this year where we had 36 in a row parties right in the center of downtown Keene. So, like, just so people know, the New Year's Eve party was not the first party of 2020 here in Keene. We literally had 36 parties in a row right in the heart of downtown Keene, publicly located.
I didn't party 36 weeks in a row when I was a drug dealer.
I have to say that that was more consistent. Like, I in college, I threw a party for like 2 years it wasn't every weekend, but it was like during the school year. Almost every weekend, it felt like.
Yeah.
And I have to say that 36 weeks in a row way outdid us. Yeah.
And we were not, hiding that one. Weren't hiding this one either last night. It was obvious where we were.
We were shooting off fireworks. Yeah. You can't get any more non-hidey than that.
Yeah.
Hello,
sure.
We're here. Here's bright noise, bright light, and loud noise if you can't find us.
Well, that was at midnight when the fireworks went off. Prior to that, we had the party started at 8 o'clock. So we had loud music and lights for hours before that, and we're on one of the main drags. So
are you talking about the 36 nightcaps?
Because there's some fireworks.
That was the one thing that did attract the cops to those.
Well, right, because we were in the heart of downtown Keene in that particular area.
And there weren't quite as many people either.
Going, setting off fireworks at 3 in the morning. But
nightcaps weren't as well attended as the New Year's Eve party, but we did have
it was a
several
good
people.
Group.
It's something we can build
what it was.
On. Maybe next year we can start getting 100 plus out to nightcap, but we're going to need to bring kegs and strippers.
The problem with doing it every single weekend is almost nobody has, the time to put into something like that.
Doesn't even almost have the time for that.
I know, right? Like, this
ain't
is what I'm talking about.
Nobody got time
so
for
it's,
that.
It, you know, it, it's, you know, people like often will criticize, well, you don't have a lot of people. Well, yeah, because we've done it 36 weeks in a row. I mean, how many people do you think can afford to put in every single week for 36 weeks?
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. But that doesn't mean you can't get a good group of people to come out to, say, a New Year's Eve party.
Let's do one as a bonfire.
In Central Square, you mean?
Yeah, it's Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Yeah, well, they would actually call fire department, I think, on that one.
That's the cool thing in France, is the firemen have been fighting back against the police. Mm-hmm. And they've got this crazy combat tactic. Like, when they taught me to knife fight, they said the first thing you should do is cut yourself, because it convinces your opponent
that you're crazy
and it's terrifying. And so, but these firefighters were dousing themselves in fuel and setting themselves on fire, but they were wearing their fire suits. So they were fighting people
while
they were
fire.
On fire.
Right, that's awesome.
And as Richard Pryor said, when you're on fire, people get out your way.
Yeah. Hey, guys, thanks for joining me here tonight, and Happy New Year to everybody out there. We, of course, continue to be live 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. Check out Chris, freedomdecrypted.com. His show is every Saturday, so that'll be tomorrow.
5 p.m.
Yep, Eastern Time. We got more coming up tomorrow. Join us online, freetalklive.com. I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of 2 continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.